Help is on the way. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The president is now offering to send federal help to other cities dealing with nightly protests. I guess it's because the decision to help in Portland was such a big success. Maybe more successful than the president expected, attracting a whole new group of protesters, not just the Wall of Moms, but also former Army officer Janine Beachart, who showed up in full uniform and said the Constitution was being violated.
You don't spray tear gas on peaceful citizens who have the constitutional right of peaceful assembly.
Having served 16 years in military intelligence, she said she would never handle an adversary that way.
And it's unacceptable. You don't do that in a war zone. That's bad policy in a war zone. You want to win the hearts and minds. You want to de-escalate the situation. That's why how you get good intel. You build trust.
But what if this wasn't about de-escalation? Because it appears that the Portland demonstrations were already de-escalating. Chanting gets boring. Eventually, even activists find better ways to spend an evening. But when anonymous federal officers dressed in camouflage and dispatched by Donald Trump show up, now you have a fresh enemy. Protesters get a second wind. Video confrontations flood social media. And suddenly those terrifying COVID numbers are pushed to the bottom of the screen. Sounds like mission accomplished to me. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.